Felt like ass today.
You and me both, brother.
Are you under the weather or just things?
I was visited by an alien last night.
Oh, let's talk about it. What'd they do to you?
Yeah, I don't know. I woke up in a bit of a cold sweat this morning, and I just haven't felt the same since.
How about
Interesting.
You?
Interesting.
Kind of funny you say that. I had this dream that I was somewhere else as well, but I just wasn't sure. Couldn't tell if I imagined it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's been this alien technology is making my insides twist and turn. You know what I mean?
I think I do, actually. Those aliens were twisting and turning inside me all night.
Oh yeah.
Bingo.
My name's Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
Ah! Ah! Fade.
What's new with you, Noel?
Well, you know, I was in Oklahoma. That was fun. Went to Tulsa, did some stand up. Great crowds, fun people. So that was good. Oklahoma was cold as shit.
Was it?
Yeah, super cold.
Yeah, I've been out there once or twice. A lot of tornadoes out there. How was was the reception to your show? Good.
It was great. Every crowd was awesome. I think some of them weren't sure what to expect, but I still think they had a great time, and I know I had a good time. It was awesome. It's a brand new club, or hasn't been open long, I should say. The club is popular in OKC, Bricktown, but they opened up a new spot in Tulsa. And they were amazing. The hospitality manager cooked us steaks. It was one of the nicest things I've ever experienced at a comedy club. It was crazy. So everyone there, super nice. They, people from all over, restaurants messaging me being like, come on by. We'll take care of you guys. Gentleman who owns a gym out there shot me a line. He was like, hey man, I own a gym. If you want to come through, just come through. So, you know, I think I'm moving to Tulsa is what I'm saying. You know, what's up with this gift? Oh, is this a meme?
Those aliens are.
Yeah, you motherfucker! You motherfucker!
Those aliens are kind of crazy. They
you son of a bitch! Damn.
Oh God, doing something to me today. You got a gift for me? What is it?
This gift? Is this from you?
Oh, I didn't get you nothing. Did I get you something?
You got me something. What it says?
Oh,
from Hunter, from my own bare hands to Noel.
Noel, huh?
What is this now? What is this now? It's a tushy. It's got tushy on the box. What's this mean?
Oh, I got one of those too. What is it? They sent us a shirt that says something about like a butthole or something like that.
Your inside's good?
Yeah. I feel great. This is a podcast with two extremely healthy boys. I think I might be having a heart attack. I don't really know. I will say I feel a little better. Nick, can I get a napkin, please? Mind give me a napkin? Is this a sponsor? Is this what this is?
I just need to know if we need to not record today.
I mean, I threw up on the podcast. That's pretty funny. Oh, yeah, there you go.
I can't tell if you're... Is this puke a meme? Like, I thought like you had oatmeal chunks in that cup and you're memeing me. Did you actually just blow chunks right now?
No, this is a glass of water. I'm a bit dehydrated. And we just poured water on the floor. You just poured water on the floor. You almost touched him. I threw up on the deal. You don't have to apologize to me. You're the one who touched throw up, dude.
What the hell is this? So you actually just blew chunks right now?
I did.
Sorry.
I didn't
my
feel
brain,
very good. I don't
sorry.
Feel good.
You I see, was, this is how much credit I give Hunter comedically. I'm thinking he's planned this, but maybe he planned it last night when the Chiefs won. That's when you planned this.
No, I was far. I was, I had a couple, one too many, as I say. Severely dehydrated. Woke up with some nice shakes. And, almost rolled around two there.
What is happening in my life right now?
I didn't mean to throw up on our podcast. I will say that it is kind of funny. There is just throw up all over the table. I don't know what the editor is going to have to do to, I don't know if they're going to blur this. I mean, I'm going to wipe it up, or should I leave it? It doesn't smell the best. There's some bile, you know?
Maybe you want to clean that up, because I'm sitting here thinking you just crushed up Lucky Charms and we're being funny, but.
No.
All right, you actually, wow. Do we need to record today?
Yeah, hell yeah, we need to record. This is the best podcast we've done in probably 3 months right now.
This is absurd, man.
I'll tell you what's absurd is the amount of hair.
Don't just fucking, bleh, and I'm podcast mode me right now.
Well, it's, I finally have something to talk about. I do these podcasts and I have nothing to talk about, but now we actually have something. Yeah, comes from the Clorox one. Do we have a breath mint? Do we have like a mint?
Can I have some water? I would like some water now.
That's horrible.
So we got free bidets?
Is that what this is?
So I think you put this part in your asshole and then you just twist the knob. Oh, copy. All right. And then it just blows right in your ass. I can't believe you just threw up. And due to the noise canceling, I had no idea you were just puking next to me. I'm sitting there. No.
It's all over the floor. It's all over the floor. It will be. I'll be completely honest. This is going to be a mess after we're done recording that I will have to clean up. I feel at this point in time, I will persevere. But I will say, Nick, there is an alarming amount of throw up on the floor. I should have just kept it on the table. It is always a better feeling, though. You know, whenever you're sick, and you throw up, and you just feel a little better. Kind of feels like that. Like I just got like a second wind.
What? Why don't we just take a minute?
Why are we why are you trying to interrupt this perfect recording that we have?
Sorry. You're right. You're right. Who am I? So let's talk about this, man. Tushy. Thanks, Tushy.
I mean, what the hell? Are we just supposed to say thank you? Or what the hell am I doing with this?
Like, hey, flip it upside down. So that's the part that goes in your butt. That little.
This one right here?
Yeah. And then you just hit the dial.
I don't understand how the hell this is supposed to work.
No, that doesn't actually. That's not actually how it goes.
Are these for the pipes? For your toilet pipes?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that's pretty fun. There's a little handle here that says spray angle.
Yeah, you can.
Hey, Nick, do we have any high chews left? Maybe throw me a high chew.
Okay, man. Well, do we want to go back up 24 hours maybe? And, you know.
What do you mean?
Were you drinking? Did you have a few too many because of the Chiefs win? Or were you just trying to set a record?
The Chiefs did win. We were favored to lose. And I was drinking White Russians.
I see.
And, you know, the dairy and White Russians. Thank you. That's going to be. This is good mouthfeel. The, you know, is a big day. And I
love how, no, man, can we just highlight how good of a homie Nick is right now? He just put two bare feet in your puke. First of all, I can't believe he produces your side barefooted. What a guy. Second of all, for him,
you know,
to go barefoot.
Up is he ironically is stepping through some of the stuff. And I did this thing. I put all these rugs in here because I was like, oh, people are going to. We kept having people like track mud and stuff.
Right.
In here. So I was like, if everybody could just buy some slippers for the studio. So he just has these like really nice new slippers. And I'm looking at them and they're the base of them are just covered in throw up. Nick, how much were those slippers?
$45.
$45. I mean, I'm gonna have to shoot you a couple Jacksons and a Lincoln. I'm gonna tag you back with the 45. Oh, that's terrible.
I can't believe Nick just walked in there barefooted into your puke just to throw a couple high chews on the table. Yeah, what a guy.
This is why he's my right-hand man, dude.
I mean, obviously.
I get treated like a premature birth baby. What is it, a preemie baby? That's what they call them? That's what I get treated like.
Yeah, preemie.
Mm. You like high chews?
I do, actually.
I love high chews. God damn.
I hope you can keep that one down.
I think it will. I think okay. I expunged a lot.
Okay.
I don't think there's any washing it. I would feel bad to be like, hey, take those home and wash it. Here's the how-to. I think I'm just going to slip them the 45 and have them get a new pair off Amazon. Honestly, I think that's kind of the name of the game right now.
Picturing Nick outside your studio hand scrubbing his shoes is hilarious to me and very Asian.
That would be very kawaii, as they say.
Yeah, very kawaii.
God, it's all over.
I got a lot of shit for liking anime with English speakers.
Really?
Yeah, people didn't like that. I got death threats.
Wait, where are you seeing this at?
When I, you know, mentioned a couple episodes back when I said dubs are better. I got some real nasty packages in the mail.
In the mail? What did they send you?
One of them was just a closed off steel pipe, and it had a note that said next time it'll be full. I was like, what does this mean?
That is a bit cryptic, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a bit unnecessary.
So, bro, I brought up the Disney Swingers, but I got punked.
What do you mean?
They're a bit of an infamous sarcastic duo, a twink and a redhead. I had no idea. They got me.
These people right here?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is just a bit?
The website is real, but their video was a bit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Why did you slam them? Did you do some Noel slam poetry?
No. I was more like, you know, hey, get a load of this.
Oh, I
trying to relate to the kids. I was like, check out these quirky folks. And then,
I mean, you got it. You know, I think your heart was in the right place. I mean, you got to imagine that there's, I'd say 85% of people that go to Disney World are swingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pulling that statistic out of nowhere, but whenever we went, I saw a little promiscuous actions happening. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's crazy because none of the kids match the parents, so it's clearly, you know, all the children had are from the Bulls, you know.
It's a hot pot, is what that is. Yeah, all kinds of dirty mixing going on. Those lines are long. Those lines are long, is all I gotta say. You gotta find a way to pass the time in those lines.
Yo, dirty mixing as a way to call like your wife getting pregnant by someone else is pretty good, man.
Yeah, dirty mixing.
That's a good point.
What the hell you conjuring right up there in that hot pot?
Yeah.
I even just like saying the word hot pot.
Yeah. We doing some dirty mixing over here.
Some dirty mixing, I'll tell you that much. Come on, Cletus. How has it been? You're playing, and you said you went to Oklahoma.
Yeah,
been to these other places too. Do you see yourself picking up any kind of Southern drawl, fake Southern accents?
No,
you see yourself say anything?
I already talk kind of slow, and I feel that maybe I should move to the Midwest because I think they're my speed, man.
Slow.
Yeah.
How insulting, dude.
No, they just speak slower. I think it's more for me. Hanging around Zoomers makes me feel old.
Well, dude, you are old. You're fucking, in terms of online years, you're prehistoric as shit. You're like
a
fossil.
I should be dead, honestly. I should fucking be killed.
No, but see, you're already doing the right thing. You're pivoting out. You're doing bigger and better things. So now you're going to be like the young buck in a new crowd. You know what I mean?
Hopefully, man. I hope.
But, oh, God.
You know what, you're right, dude. This podcast suddenly got a lot funnier now that we know that there's risk.
It is. This is exactly what Hitchcock was talking about when building tension in a scene. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see the bomb under the table kind of thing? That's what this is. I am the bomb.
Yeah, they're going to put this up in film schools and stuff, how to create prolonged tension.
We got to devise, you know what I was thinking about with this podcast the other day? We need to devise a plan to get a younger, sexier audience involved. I'm not trying to say that we have a bunch of undesirables, but I just mean we need those numbers, dude. We need the analytics to go up. So what can we do to appeal to like that big audience? You know what I mean? What's the plan? What's the game plan? What are we gonna do?
Okay, guys, today in Woblox, we're going to be trying something really new. We're going to be trying to build...
I hear you. You're pointing and making jokes out of this, but imagine a Roblox podcast, dude. No one's fucking done that, man.
Let's look that up. Let's qualify that real quick.
Because if this is not a thing, then we are going to... The next episode, we will do our entire podcast in Roblox. And we'll see how that does, dude. Because what if that's the thing that breaks us through?
Blocks out podcast. Blocks out.
Nope. They're not in the game.
We're going to rocks out with our blocks out.
Blocks out with our blocks out.
Block that. Mason has no stars. Taryn fell in the lava again. Amber cheated. Epic party Roblox podcast.
I'm telling you, dude. I bet you this fucking podcast right here cleans shop. Why don't we? What this
is it on YouTube? Is it on YouTube?
Does it have a YouTube site? Is there a way? Is there a video podcast or no? I need to know, because if not, then this is our fucking opportunity, man. This is idea number one. Oh, look at you! It's your own show on the front page there. Oh, yes, it is. All right, so let's see. Are they actually in game for the podcast? This isn't a podcast though. These are just videos.
More people like to get joined the popcorn.
That's right.
Dude, imagine us starting it with the Stretch and Fade thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We enter our Roblox era. You know how we're supposed to change up the scenery every...
There's five Roblox players talking right now. All right, what happened?
You know how we were like wanting to change up the scenery for the set and stuff? What if we go into our Roblox phase, man? That's how we get all the views, and we become the biggest podcast on earth.
I mean, Roblox I'm honestly podcast. Down to try it for the next one.
I don't see why not. Nick, what do you think? All right, so Blocks Out has 98 subscribers, and that number is going to fucking skyrocket after this episode.
Yeah.
And we're going to start a new wave of people being like, because also, here's the thing too, dude. We could be lounging around. Or actually, we should probably figure out, are we going to be playing the game, or are we going to have a fake desk set up and it's just our character standing there, and then we're cutting in as if it was our regular podcast. I can have an avatar that looks like me and an avatar that looks like you.
Yeah, I think having us chilling in Roblox is cool.
I think that unironically would be Amazing. What would we call this new era?
Okay, let's just start it next week. We're going into Roblox.
Next week, we will be trying Roblox, and if the numbers are astronomically bigger,
we're going to be staying in Roblox. Then
you better believe we're going to be in the digital fucking plane forever. whatever we can do to get them dollar bills is what I got to say.
Well, hey, man, congrats on a Creepcast. Shit rules.
Thanks, dude.
You're off to an amazing start, dude. Amazing is underselling it. First episode did what? 1.5 mil?
I think. Yep.
It's awesome. Yeah. Are you stoked?
Been fun. I love Isaiah. He's a good boy. Wishing I had a Tums sponsorship about now. You know what I mean? You ever get sponsored by medicine, like a big name medicine?
Let's think
about
that.
If Tylenol hit you up, would you do a Tylenol sponsor?
Tylenol?
Yeah, Tylenol.
Tylenol or Tylenol?
Tylenol.
Tylenol.
The fuck are you laughing at me for, dude? It's Tylenol.
Yep. Yeah, T-Y.
Imagine getting a lifetime supply of Tylenol.
I'll take it.
You know,
I'm just getting a lifetime supply. No rules. I just get it.
Well, you get paid, but then also they're just like, well, isn't it the thing that like Calvin Klein does? Like once you like, you fucking wear their stupid fucking pants or whatever, don't they give you free underwear forever if you're like a model for them? Because isn't that what Justin Bieber said? Justin Bieber was like, I have too many of them, so I have to throw them away after I use them once.
I think he gets free underwear. I think the regular models.
I'm talking that we're not regular models, though.
Right? Yeah.
Like, you think Jeremy Allen White is? You think he's getting? Or is it just Jeremy Allen? Did I just throw on White for no reason? Is it just Jeremy Allen?
No, it is Jeremy Allen.
Okay.
No, nah, man, I honestly think they're making him pay after a year.
He kind of reminds me of like Sean Penn. You know, Sean Penn always looks like he's so serious and stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, we got to clean the water.
Yeah, I can see it.
His big thing. That's what Jeremy Allen seems like to me.
I can see it.
All we need is we need Jeremy Allen to do like an I Am Sam kind of role and see how he does. See how he fares, dude. How does he fall when he gets the opportunity to play a person that's mentally challenged? Does he do it good or does he do it bad?
Man, I Am Sam. What's that movie rated?
NC-17.
No. I mean, does it have like a tomato score or?
I bet you, if I had to guess, I'm going to say 40%.
I would say you're bang on because it's 36.
Oh, goddamn, I'm good.
Let's read some of the reviews on that. I'm actually curious because this movie's pretty old. So,
yeah, audience score. Audience score means fucking nothing because people will eat whatever slops in front of them. You know what I mean?
Would have been a great punchline if you just reached down to your puke and you just reconsumed it. Wait, go up to the audience score? Let's go to the critics. Let's go to the critics.
86%.
Penn repeatedly hits the ball out of the park, but the rest of the team never gets past first base. Ooh, zinger from Jeff Strickler of the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
I'd love to see Jeff Strickler, like, with his fancy little, like, critic glasses on, his, like, legs crossed, you know. He's watching I Am Sam in a theater alone with, like, a notepad.
Yep.
He's like, Sean Penn elevates the movie, but everyone else seems to just be dragging him down.
How about this one? Contradictory stew of anger, pain, and crass commercialism.
Oh! God.
Capitalist commentary from Andrew O'Hare of Sight and Sound.
Boom. That's pretty funny for the I Am Sam review. What an extremely pretentious movie review.
Crass commercialism. Explain yourself, Andrew. You know, actually, I know a dude who used to do movie reviews. He said that he would make decent money and the whole point of reviews was to just do this. Like, you say something about the film without saying anything. He said every day his goal was to just bang out 5 of these for 5 movies, even if he didn't really watch them.
I mean, this would work. That's like the most generic. You could kind of like, I feel like you could throw that review on like a bunch of different movies, right?
Absolutely, man.
Hugh Jackman Hugh Jackman and Van Helsing, and it's the exact same.
Contradictory stew of anger, pain, and just crass commercialism, man, on that one. Yeah, dude. It really, it's a catch-all. I think, if anything, Andrew O'Hair figured it out. How do we even know that this avatar is him? Like, this could be...
Oh, yeah, no.
He just made someone up. He's like,
No. I don't think that's Andrew at all. I think Andrew is a 17-year-old, like, ginger kid. And he's just like, nope, I'm much older, actually.
You gotta enable ads for... Man, fuck off, Rotten Tomatoes.
Did you see that YouTube, where people were saying that YouTube was throttling the video player for people who had ad blocker on?
No.
That was like a big thing, because I think that they were trying to push premium.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know how true that is. All I know is there's another ad blocker thing, though, that updated their service and fixed it to where it doesn't fuck with it anymore. I don't know if it's still doing it or not, but I was seeing a little huff and puff about that.
Yeah. Nah, let's just call it true and start the rumor. YouTube was doing it. Allegedly.
Susan's still messing with the game.
Yeah.
She's hitting the throne.
She walks into the algorithm room and she hits all the levers.
Yeah, she pulls it all down. It looks like Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory. That's what YouTube headquarters looks like.
Yeah.
Just like a dying man on a table getting electroshock therapy.
Yeah, he's the fuel of all of YouTube. They're harvesting him.
That would make sense, too. You just switch out the guy. When the guy dies, you get a new one, and that's what changes the algorithm.
Ah.
For favorite content.
Yeah.
Except Mr. Beast goes in, and he's been, like, transferring his blood over to this host, so he'll always be favored.
Yeah.
He's keeping him alive perpetually.
Yeah, Beast, Jimmy actually cloned himself, and he's been raising the new algo farm brain.
Yeah, he's raising it to where when that one dies, he can just replace himself with his clone.
Uh-huh. Can you imagine that? Mr. Beast in perpetuity?
I don't think it's that difficult of a thing to even imagine.
Nah, yeah, it's coming. Wait for it, man, when you can download Mr. Beast as your friend. as soon as the Vision Pros become mainstay, oh yeah. Feastival's gonna make digital Feastivals, and you can download Jimmy and he'll hang out with you in the living room.
I'd be disappointed if Jimmy wasn't already cloning himself. He had like some weird like test tube fetuses that
has
his exact mustache and beard and everything.
Yeah, trying to figure it out already.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, you got that much money, you might as well. He's gonna
be
president.
What the fuck else is he gonna do with it? After a while, he's probably like, why the fuck do I keep giving this shit away? Why the fuck am I not like... Let me put this shit into biotech so I can clone myself.
Let me put this shit into biotech and make the next Oxy. You know what? I'm tired of giving this money away. Let me just start a pharmaceutical company.
I want to start a big pharma corporation to compete with everybody else, dude. I'm tired. I'm gonna get all of the drugs in the world, and they're all gonna be beast.
Yeah, Beastables.
They're just all going to be Beastables. Tylenol, you know, anything. Fucking vaccines, all kinds of stuff. That'd be fucking awesome.
So stupid thinking about Mr. Beast having his own vaccine.
The Beast. That'd be kind of sweet, too, if the vaccine was just called the Beast.
Yeah, the Mark.
What does it cure?
No, bro, the Mark.
Everything.
He just calls it the Mark, and he freaks out all the Christians, dude.
The Mark.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, bro. How long do you think? And I mean, actually, I bet some evangelicals already say Mr. Beast is demonic. Can we look that up on YouTube? See if anyone's done that. Mr. Beast is the devil, or Mr. Beast is Satan.
The only thing I ever see from Mr. Beast, the only thing is people just they get mad when he does stuff.
Yeah.
You know, him. What was it? He put like those wells in Africa, whatever, and people were complaining about that.
Yeah. Okay, this is a sketch. I want a fucking 1,000 view, like a 1,000 view conspiracy that Jimmy is actually the spawn of Satan.
Dude, even the devil was an angel at one point, right?
Bro, here we go. Is Mr. Beast the Antichrist? Let's let this
Can
one
Can you play
rip.
That one?
Every media would hate for you to know what I'm about to tell you right now. Mr. Beast just came out with a video where it was 100 boys versus 100 girls. But many people came out and they said they wanted to cancel Mr. Beast because he didn't add a non-binary section. But did you know the Bible says stuff like this would happen in the last days? The Bible says that in the last days
it would be like it was in the days of Noah. Non-binary is in the Bible?
That's crazy. I couldn't hear anything he was saying.
All right. So he says in the last days of Noah. What's his reasoning here?
And in Noah's time, there was homosexuality.
Man, a fucking panic attack with these things. Zoom in, zoom in. Zoom in and out.
This is happening once again in our generation.
On every cut, every time he cuts the camera, he has to zoom in and then out.
Sooner than you think.
All right, pause.
You know what, dude? How do we know he's not wrong?
How do we know he's not wrong? You're right. Yeah. How do we know?
How do we know? We don't know. We can never know.
Every time Aiden spanks one of his buddies on stream, that's just one more step Jesus is taking back from the grave.
rising from the ashes to come back and smite the earth.
Yeah.
When are you going to get back? You think, speaking of Aiden, are you talking about the Aiden, the kick streamer guy?
Yeah.
Would you ever, I didn't know that you were a big streamer back in the day.
Yeah. I streamed a lot.
What the hell happened?
I think I was just trying to get to stand up in that time. That's honestly how I ran my streams. The first hour and a half was always like some legitimate like mania open mic. Like I would stand up and like walk in a circle and just say things.
I mean, you know, that's sick. Why don't you do that now?
I may. You know, I may flirt. I just think it's a question of time. I feel streaming is not as passive as I like it to be, you know. You got to be active every day to keep people tuning in.
Yeah, that is one thing I found. You can't just like fuck off for a week or whatever. You kind of have to show up a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously when you get established or whatever, but still even then, you got to fucking it's just a grind, constant grind.
It is a grind, yeah. Yeah, I never did like think the craziest amount of viewership I ever did was like, you know, that first like 2 hours of my stream was always cracking. It'd be like anywhere from 4,500 to 6,000 people. But that was also during COVID. It was during COVID, so it was a bit of a, you know.
Oh, so it was also just a nice outlet too. You're like, I'm already home.
Yeah. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that Coke sponsor is still there. Holy shit, bro. That's from like way back. I did one stream with them. Yeah, I had a whole. Man, my stream was a whole production. It was fun. A lot of fun.
Bring it back, dude. I bet people miss it.
I think they do. You know, they do. But,
Especially you play video games a lot.
Not anymore.
What?
I'm off.
You're never going to play one again?
Not never again, but right now I'm doing Dry January.
Oh, did you feel like you're spending too much time in the weeds?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Let me tell you, if Operation Desert Storm 2 happens, I know exactly what we're going to do. That's how many hours I've logged. All right.
I have the utmost strategy in mind.
Yeah. I know how the U.S. military is going to achieve dominance again. That's the sheer amount of hours I've logged in Counter-Strike. Yeah, Delta Force, if you need help strategizing on how to extract, you know, a future target, let me know, man. Me and my boys have been cooking up some mean shit on DE_Mirage.
DE_Mirage.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I look forward to it one day. Again, I would tune in. I'd be one of your mods, dude. I'd ban anybody who says anything bad about you.
How did you find out now that I was a big streamer? Who told you?
I think I saw it in the comments one time, and I was like, "What?" And yeah. I think I put the other two because I think you said that you used to do streams with like an F1 racer or something like that.
Yeah, I did a handful of streams with Lando Norris. I did some virtual races. I've done some very awkward streams with athletes.
Like who? What was an awkward stream with an athlete?
There was a dude from the Raiders who he was teamed up with me for a Fortnite tournament, and he says something to the effect of like, "Oh yeah, let me check out your Twitter," and I was like, yeah, I say some weird shit, man." And then, like, sometime later, I think he went, "Ah, yeah, you're going crazy on here." Just like, he was like, "Nah." And then he unfollowed me a few months after.
Okay.
That was mad funny. But then I had some great streams with a baseball player named Brett Phillips. Shout out Brett. Gooseneck. He has the craziest laugh ever.
Gooseneck.
Yeah, so we call him Gooseneck.
What team did he play for?
He at the time was playing for the Kansas City Royals. Then he went to the Rays. I think he was part of the Rays when they won. And then now
he was a Royals. He was on the Royals.
I believe so. Yeah. Let's verify that. I'm pretty sure.
Dude.
I
don't even know who the fuck Brett Phillips is, man. To be fair, I haven't really watched baseball since 2015 whenever we won. And then we were terrible after that again. So I was like, yeah,
that's fair. Yeah, so now he's on the Angels. But yeah, he's on Tampa. Yeah, he was a Royal. He was Kansas City Royal. Yeah, so now he's on the Angels.
City Royal.
Brady P. What you know, yeah, that's some really hilarious moments on stream and some fun times. You know. I would attempt gaming, but no one really wanted that. I'd start gaming and my numbers would go to fucking 10% of what they normally were.
Yeah, that's how it is too. I stream on Twitch sometimes and I'll put up like League and people just complain and leave and people will show up and just be like, "Why are you playing this? It's the worst."
Yeah.
And I'll say, "I'm sorry."
Yeah. So but honestly, I would love to stream again if it wasn't such a grind, you know, if it could be more tune in every once a week and it could feel casual, I'd be down. But yeah, so I think this chapter for now it's closed, but the door is open slightly.
Hey, there's always a little light seeping through the cracks, huh?
Yeah, on that one, absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's cute.
Real nice. What time are we at, by the way?
We got 20 minutes, dude.
It's only been 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
We're only 17
Holy
in.
Shit.
I'm fucking with you, man. We have 20 left.
Oh, 20 left. Holy moly. I'm dying. The second wind came and went.
I still can't believe you just casually booted at the top of this episode and we just kept rolling. That's so insane.
I'm going to be out of town. I have no other days to really record. So
no, that's fine. I don't care. I just I'm still sitting here thinking like that was still a joke. And I let me just point out how surreal that looked for me, where I'm telling this stupid story where I'm like, "Yeah, Tulsa, what a great time." And I look over on your fucking screen and I just see projectile motions and silence.
Come on, man. Don't make me out to be the bad guy here.
I'm not saying you're a bad guy. I'm just saying, like, looking up to that and I'm like, wow. I'm a douche.
I mean, I don't feel good about it, you know? How do you think I feel, dude? I'm here with Nick. Nick's utterly disgusted. I can only imagine what's happening in that studio over there. Probably a lot of awkward glances and stuff like that. I don't feel particularly good about the whole situation. And I feel like people are going to be looking at me in different ways. And all I can say is that I'm sorry. Also, that was probably not pleasant to hear in the mic. So even for people who are on the audio and they're wondering what the hell's happening, I apologize as well.
I just think, man, it's such a fever dream because you rolled out of it so casually.
I'll be completely honest. I was a little embarrassed.
You were just like, man, my alien insides.
trying to just make this as casual as a conversation as we possibly can.
Listen,
and not be interrupted.
Listen, man, if we were chilling, you just booted right in front of me and you just wiped your mouth and you just kept looking into my eyes going, "I want to have this chat," I would keep going.
Okay. That's good. The Hi-Chew did help the mouth feel a bit.
Hey, let me ask you something. How do you like your Wormwood table?
How do you what?
Your Wormwood table. That's the custom magic table.
Oh,
you got?
Yeah. It's good. I like it.
Let me tell you something, man. Wizards of the Coast, they're using some guerrilla marketing tactics. I don't know who these people are. Some friends have popped up in my life that are suddenly like, yo, man, I think you'd really like magic. At the time, I have quit video games.
Mm.
It's really peculiar how the timing just lines up. And
magic
so
magic fiends are all out there, dude.
Well, yeah. Spock played last night with his boys for the first time, and he played for 8 hours straight. He messaged me at like 2 a.m. saying, bro, we got to start playing magic.
It's addictive. It's very dumb. It's crazy. It grabs you. You know, me, Nick, and the crew up here, we have magic nights every once in a while when new sets drop and stuff like that. It's like it's one of those things where it's when you get hooked on it, it comes and goes of your life. I feel like people kind of like they step away for a bit, but then you always come crawling back. It's how it feels.
I like this this table height for these Wormwood tables. This ultra mini one. That one's for me.
Yeah, this one right here. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, the one that's 14 inches tall. That's the one for me. So I can feel like a giant relative.
The Wormwood thing was cool. It just, it was like a weird order mix-up thing to where it took forever to get it, but they're not like super cheap though either.
No.
I mean, I don't know. Like at the same time, like if you're kind of handy, I would just say make your own, you know?
Interesting. Did you get a table or did you get a hex?
I got a table. Still waiting on some benches. How long ago do you think I ordered that, Nick? Like a year, like almost a year? Like a year or so.
No way.
Not that long. No, probably not that long. Six or 7 months. Just wanted two, because I got these two benches to where that way people, you know, it's a lot more open. You know, you don't have like armrests or anything.
Yeah.
And you don't have like, you know, I don't know. I just want these benches with it. but yeah, no, it's nice. We play board games on the inside, take the top off. Has a nice little felt inside. You take the top off and dice and shit.
When I saw that, bro, I started looking and I'm thinking maybe I start playing magic and then maybe I can, you know, I can invest in one of these automatic shufflers and I can have poker nights too. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that.
You know,
there's a nice, friendly poker night, even if it's like once a month. Always something good to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a good time. Yeah, bro. This, but yeah, can you explain, how does Magic the Game work? I'm curious.
That's like such a boring answer.
Yeah. Could you summarize it? Like, is there a game it's akin to? Like,
I mean, it's just, you both have life totals and it's just, you're trying to, huh? I would say. I mean, I guess you could say Yu-Gi-Oh. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to be on a podcast where I'm going to be the person explaining what the fuck Magic the Gathering is to Paul Miller.
Dude, Magic the Gathering, huge market. We're talking about the numbers. Why don't you fucking think about the business for a second?
Dude, who the fuck are you to come at me like that? I'm the one who brought up Roblox episode, dude.
Yeah, and now this is me matching your energy. And I'm like, you know what? We're going to do Roblox Magic the Gathering Minecraft podcast.
You know, Magic didn't even get into the wave of hype for fucking pack openings like Pokemon did. Everybody was sucking Pokemon's cock, you know, for opening packs and stuff. People are getting tons of views on that kind of content. No one gives a shit about Magic.
I remember kids at school buying Magic and me actually thinking they were so much lamer, but I was sitting there with fucking cartoon mice and dragons and stuff. And I'm like, Magic, you're whack.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, Magic, I mean, it's like super fantasy. It takes itself seriously. So it's like, look how badass this fucking elf is. This elf looks so fucking cool on top of it's on top of a mountain. It has its bow drawn. And it has Death Touch. Oh, this is so sick.
Do they use the same pool of artists, or is it like a special artist featured?
They use the same pool. Like, I mean, like, it's obviously not the same forever, but there's like a wide variety. But like, usually an artist will be commissioned for maybe like four or five cards, is what it seems like. And then now Wizards is just so fucking money hungry that they keep like reprinting shit and like getting new art for stuff for specialty art, just so people can throw more money at them.
So they're doing the old Games Workshop maneuver.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, fuck it, man.
It's an interesting business thing, like card shops in general and stuff. And with a lot of this stuff moving into digital, there's always like a question that a lot of the people who play the game, and even like people who have been selling these cards for fucking 25 years, are like, it's always a worry, you know, are they continuously trying to like disrupt the physical game itself and like jeopardize like, you know, decades of how people have approached the game and the business of it and stuff. So I don't know. There's a lot of interesting tea when it comes to Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah.
Because I think historically they make a lot of terrible moves. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
You say no, Nick. No, they're awesome. Yeah. They're perfect.
Nick wiping the puke from his hands. I will not let you disgrace them like this.
Well, the puke has been wiped from his hands and his slippers have been thrown away. They're done. So he's sitting over there as a broken man. I will say I am going to back to Vegas this week.
Are you stoked?
Yeah, but it's mostly just for the content stuff. I think I've had my gambling fill.
Okay.
We're going to SHOT Show.
That's right. Sorry, just related to gambling, I found this dude on TikTok. He doesn't have a ton of followers, but his account is Gig Work to Gambling or something. And all he does is post himself doing random gig work jobs in his city. So he'll go like build a wine bar in some suburban home for $40 and then he'll set up a parlay with that money. And he's only like 11 episodes in and someone left this comment asking, has this ever worked? He's like, no.
Gig work to gamble.
Well, I think this is a genius, you know, affordable reality show to self-produce.
Yeah, why not? And he's a talented man. He has a craft.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, he's learning crafts.
He is.
He's learning different.
No, I'm sad, though. I was extremely drunk yesterday, and I was talking to Nick. I'm pretty sure I tapped him too many times. And I was like, dude, might push the flight to Monday instead of Sunday so we can watch the game.
Ah.
Since Chiefs won, and they're playing Sunday.
Oh.
And I would. And Vegas is a very fun place to watch the games and bet and stuff like that. So I don't know. I was very intoxicated. Sorry if I touched you a lot, Nick. He's just laughing.
Uncle be like, hey, sir.
No. Not that kind of touch.
Okay, sorry.
It was a very innocent me being like, dude, me and you, Vegas, Chiefs, that kind of thing. Grabbing and pulling and pushing.
Oh, so you turn into Midwest Hottie Hunter?
Yeah. Midwest Hottie.
Drunk as hell, tavern. Bro, Chiefs Sunday, Vegas, yeah.
Chiefs Sunday, yeah. Dude, over, under, what's your pick? Yeah. What's your pick?
So they're going up against the Ravens? Ooh, scary.
Yeah. If we beat the Ravens, I feel like we'll win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Hey, man. Niners almost got that ass handed.
Yeah, bullshit. So, God, I wish the Packers would have won.
Yeah, it would have been sick. Would have been crazy.
So sad. And now people get to keep, you know, which I get it, dude. As a Kansas City fan, I know people talk about Mahomes. They say Mahomie a lot. I get it. I see the memes out there. All right. But I think Purdy is getting a little too much praise. That's all I'm going to say. I think Purdy's getting a little too much praise there. I said it.
Hey, bro, this is good. This is good for the business. We're hitting the sports side of things. This is good.
There we go. Next one after that, we're going to make characters in Madden 25 or whatever. Madden 24.
Yep.
And then we'll our NFL characters will be talking on the field. Perfect. Perfect yeah. strategy, I'm telling you.
Yeah, are my players.
Yep, you know.
You know, I love every time they say it. I love every time an announcer says it.
Which one? The Mahomes?
Yeah,
thing?
They got a such and such as the slot receiver. I don't know why. It just makes me laugh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, that's looking a little Mahomey.
Oh, nah. Nah, I haven't watched enough Kansas City broadcasts to hear that one.
No. Well, they say it, and it's cringe. And Patrick Mahomes sounds like Ray Romano and Kermit the Frog. So.
Yeah. Well, I love it's crazy that Taylor Swift paid off the refs for this playoffs.
I love it, dude. Keep paying is what I got to say. She's got money to burn. Why not? Yeah. Why not us, dude? I'm over here in Kansas City wanting a dynasty.
Yeah.
All right? I'm not wanting a couple fucking rings. I'm wanting all of them.
Yeah. Man.
Boy, fucking, I want Patrick Mahomes to look like Thanos by the time he fucking gets done retiring, dude.
Picturing Taylor Swift acting like Bezos or like just some politician on the back end, you know, just ringing up all the refs with her fucking billions of dollars. And she goes, listen, boys, I'm dating Kelsey now and my brand does not suffer under any circumstances. So whatever it takes this weekend, you will ensure that the Ravens will lose. Are we clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Then she pulls Lamar Jackson into a room and she's like, I know this was supposed to be your year, but remember, it's always Tay-Tay's year at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's Tay-Tay's world.
Yeah.
And we're just living in it.
Yeah, yeah, this is Tay-Tay's world, and you are just barely living in it. Let me be clear about that. You are just barely breathing here, okay?
Ravens are they're a very scary team, but I have faith, dude. I have faith.
Yeah.
People were saying that the Bills were going to beat our ass, dude. Guess what? Boom.
Womp womp.
people have been kicking us while we're down all season because we've looked like shit all season. But guess what? The pieces are starting to form now.
Yeah. Lux. They really have.
And also Tay-Tay showing up to every game. Yeah. Disrupting the whole situation.
Doing her
throwing the script for a whirl.
Yeah, doing her Severus Snape shit, just looking up in her eyes, muttering things.
Yeah, exactly. People, she's just like casting large hexes all over the stadium, and fucking blood rains down from the sky that can't actually be captured on a camera.
Why do the defenders keep collapsing and grabbing their chest?
Simultaneously, 12,000 people have a simultaneous heart attack all at once.
What are those skeletons popping up from the ground holding the Ravens still?
Yeah. All the skeletons popping out with short shields and swords from medieval times, and they're plaguing the stadium. looks like a little bit out of Pagemaster. Remember that movie, Pagemaster?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you, Nick. God, he's like over there responding and shit. You realize this is a two-way conversation between me and Noel, dude. You just got to sit back there. I already apologized for the slippers, man. I'll buy the new slippers.
Listen here, pukey feet. Let's calm down, okay?
Yeah. Puke foot. Yeah. Start calling them. That's actually a fucking awesome nickname. Puke foot?
Puke foot.
That rules.
Yeah. There's a play there. Puke foot and boot. Something there.
Puke foot.
Puke foot.
I gotta come back out there. It's been a minute since we've hung in person.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get back together, hang it out, IRL. The fucking waist claw guy in me. I love the Pagemaster because they had that motorcycle in the beginning. That was sick.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't Jack Black the bad guy in this? Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of Neverending Story. Jack Black's like the bully in that movie.
What's the Neverending Story?
It's the one with the giant white dragon named Pelkor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Native American kid.
Yes. I was chuckling.
Was the kid named Atreus or was his horse named Atreyu? Atreyu or whatever. Not Atreus, Atreyu. Right?
Yeah, it's Atreyu. Oh, listen, Ryan correcting you because he listened to that band in high school when he was jerking his little fucking meat.
Oh, Atreyu.
Like up my wrist and black my eyes.
I remember Atreyu had a bop when I was younger. What was that song? Becoming the Bull. Remember that one?
Becoming the Bull, man. What a full circle line there.
That's a good one. I saw a Treyu open for Linkin Park. This is 2009.
I went to high school with a couple of Chester Bedingfield's cousins.
You say Bedingfield's?
Chester.
Bennington.
Bennington. Hey, man.
Hey, don't fucking speak ill of the dead, dude.
I speak no ill of the dead.
Just did.
His blood was very kind to me, Chester Bennington.
Chester Bedingfield's cousins.
Chester Bennington.
What a fucking, what a disrespectful thing to say, dude.
Well, you know what, bro?
Were his cousins hot? Was that what you were getting at?
Yeah, he was really sexy.
No. I said the cousins.
Yeah, he was really sexy.
Oh, so it was a guy.
No, it was a boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl. What were their names? And where did they live?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I will say one cousin's name started with an A. The other one started with an F.
Aaron Bedingfield and who else?
Nope. Sure. You said Bedingfield? It's Bennington. How dare you speak ill?
I'm just coming down to your level, dude. If we're going to be disrespectful, then I'll be disrespectful. I just didn't know what's going on.
You know what was fucked was one of his cousins. All right, so it was me, his cousin, and a couple other kids. We were known as like the shortest dudes in junior high. And I thought like, all right, these are my people, right? Like we're the little guys in town. And then this motherfucker went to like 6 foot by senior year in high school. And I said, you bitch, you were just hiding the whole time.
Little growth spurt, huh?
I felt left out, man. I was upset. But whenever I grow my hair out, one of his cousins, the girl, she was a bit older, she would kind of chuckle and go, you know, you remind me of Mike. So all of you roasting me saying, like, this dude looks like Mike Shinoda, guess what? I guess I do.
What's your hair plan for whenever you grow it out now?
Not sure, man. I'm letting the mustard come in, and then we'll see where it lands, and then if it looks like shit, it'll come right back off.
Does your hair just get, is it long? Like, or does it lay flat? Or what?
It'll do whatever, man.
I don't think that's an answer.
No, it'll do it.
I don't think that's an answer to what I just said.
When you say lay flat, no, it gets long. It definitely gets long.
People say you look like this guy?
Yes. People have said I look like Mike Shinoda. Yep.
I don't see it.
How about that one? Fourth one.
No, dude.
That's good. I'll take that. I never thought I really looked like him, to be honest.
You know who he kind of looked like?
Huh.
I forgot the guy's name.
Yeah, come on, man. I look like that.
I wish that you could look like this. This would be fucking sick.
I could do it. I could pull this off.
If you grew your hair out and you actually did this look, I'd be so fucking stoked, dude.
Hey, man, I can do it.
I want to see you with a full beard.
I'm trying, man. I need my HRT to kick in, and then it'll get there.
I want you to have like a exact look that Rick Ross has right now.
Oh,
I feel like you would kill that look, dude.
Being like 600 pounds.
Rick Ross he's not fat anymore, is he?
No, he's not a big boy. He's slimmed down a ton.
Yeah, he looks great. Got good facial hair too.
Yeah. Man, remember Pears? That meme went so long, so forever.
Dude, why can't you just fucking pull this look off, man?
Yeah.
What the fuck is stopping you?
I used that one for a long time.
Did somebody put you on Aaron Paul's body?
Yeah.
Or is that Macklemore?
Nope, that is me wearing that stupid jacket. Unironically.
Is this an unedited photo of you?
Just the hairline.
I can't tell. You look fucked here. What the fuck happened? What is going on in this photo? Also, why are you in a high school?
This is from my days as a PE teacher.
Is this like a face swap thing? Are you on Aaron Paul's body?
No, we did a show at this venue in Portland where they converted this old high school into a performance venue, and I was wearing that stupid fucking jacket, and someone edited my face to be this.
It's uncanny. Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's like there's just something so, it's like not a huge difference, you know what I mean? But it's just enough.
You know what I
mean? It's like haunting.
The eyes and the lips, they're like expressionless.
That's what it is. It looks like a weird alternate reality where this is like your driver's license photo. Or
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Is that your, but they also, they put the beard on you too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen you with that full of facial hair.
Oh bro. If I could do that, I'd be this guy.
What the fuck is this jacket, dude? Do you ever think sometimes that like, I think that you do have a lot of style and stuff, but do you just buy shit sometimes and like after you wear it, you're like, well, I look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I think that when I put it on, bro.
But yeah, I mean, that's probably a part of everything though, right? I mean, you have to have those trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
Like how the fuck would you know? You're like, oh, this could be cool. And then like when you put it on, you're like, never mind. You gotta have those moments. I mean, the first thing that came to mind to me was that it looks like a bunch of teddy bears sewn together.
Yeah.
Is what I immediately first saw. And then, I'm thinking of the thrift shop jacket too.
Yeah.
Who, whatever happened to Macklemore? Did he die? What happened to Macklemore? He's dead?
He's around.
Oh, he is? Okay. I don't know why I thought he died. I thought he died in like a, God, this is horrible to say. Cause I'm glad he's not dead. I legitimately thought he died in like a helicopter crash.
No.
Launched a golf clothing company.
Yeah.
Become a co-owner of two major sports franchises. What the fuck?
What are these sports franchises? Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, man, you've been a soldier this episode. We appreciate you.
Nick, look at this throw up on the floor, dude. It is completely dried all over the floor. It's so gross, dude. It's all dry.
Well, everyone, thank you for tuning in to this incredible episode of Stretch and Boot. Boot and Fade. You got some in the mic. You got a chunk in the mic.
It's.
Let's go.
Okay, bye, everybody. Thanks. Appreciate you. Bye.